Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, January 27th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for coming in, everybody. Thanks for coming in to the call, everybody, and thank you for being faithful to tune in for these 15 years of the big call. Thank you. And before we go to Sue for what should be another exciting teaching for us, let's go ahead and pray the call in, okay? We're going to pray against more serious weather coming in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that those of us have did not lose electricity, did not lose heat, but we do feel for those that did, because we knew we had hundreds of thousands in the storm that did lose it. And Lord God, we hope that they get their electricity and gas turned on soon, that they'll have heat, because it's awfully cold, and it has been cold. Starting to warm up a little bit. Thank you for that, Lord God. And we just pray that the storm that may be affecting the Northeast this weekend blows over and off of Nova Scotia and out to the ocean. We just pray that the Maritimes might see a little bit, but that's all. But no, that the storm itself is reduced to nil effect. And so thank you for that, Lord God. We pray that the call is positive and that everybody receives what they need to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's teaching time again. And Bob and I and you, we all love the teaching, so we're prepared and ready to receive when you're ready, Sue.
It's actually remembering time again. And so I think you're going to love this teaching. All the littles add up to a lot. Toward the end of Jesus' life, he'd been betrayed by one of his disciples, mocked by the soldiers, and falsely accused of crimes. Now he was hanging on the cross, wearing a crown of thorns, about to breathe his last breath, when he did something significant. He could have just died and gone on to heaven, and that was it. Instead, he said, "Father, before I go, I need to take care of one last thing. Forgive them, for they know not what they do." The religious leaders and Roman soldiers didn't ask for forgiveness. They didn't deserve it. Jesus was saying, "I'm not going to leave this earth with anything negative in me." He was showing us by example how we should release the toxins and release the impurities. There's an old legend about Leonardo da Vinci. The legend says that when da Vinci was painting the portrait of Christ in his mural of the Last Supper, he could not make any progress as he tried to paint the face of Christ. Legend goes on to say that da Vinci finally realized that until he forgave another person for whom he held hatred in his heart, he could not complete his masterpiece. That's what happens when we hold on to the negatives. It stifles our creativity. We don't do our best work. It's because there's an infection that's slowing us down. Are you allowing negative things into your container? To reach the fullness of your destiny, you need to operate at your maximum potential. If you have a little bit of bitterness, a little bit of guilt, defensiveness, jealousy, plus a little worry in your heart, all the spaces of those littles add up to a lot, and you end up only operating at a fraction of what you could. I'm asking you to empty all that out. God is ready to fill your life with good things. He wants you to stay young and strong. Do your part and make room for God. Every morning, empty out the guilt, empty out the worry, empty out the old self-concept that isn't married to the Holy Spirit. Empty out the discouragement. And when the impurities come, when the infection tries to invade you, don't let it stay. Let it pass on through. Keep your heart pure. Keep your energy pure. If you do this, you're going to step up to a new level with more joy, more peace, and more favor. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's good, Sue. It's a very cool teaching, and I love that you started with Jesus and what he experienced, and then, you know, telepathy, you know, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And that's right. They didn't know what they were doing. And yet, the fact that Christ was crucified allowed him to fulfill his mission on this earth by absorbing the sin of humanity from ages past to ages future for all of us. He took care of that. He became sin. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. It's an incredible exchange, really, if you think about it. And I like that, Sue, and you talked about the heart. I heard a recent teaching that talked in terms of enlarging our heart, enlarging the boundaries that we have, making it, giving God more room to do what you suggested, Sue, to pour more good things and positive things into our lives, into our heart. And I think that's really an important step that we can make. And even though we're all waiting for this to happen, and, you know, we're not complainers, we don't complain about it. At least Sue doesn't complain. And Bob doesn't complain, and I don't complain. We go forward one step at a time, one day at a time, knowing that God has a plan for all of us to go through these things. And it's like we do get things. Sometimes obstacles are put in our way, but we're taught to go through them. We're taught to go through the valley of the shadow of death, because we fear no evil and we know that God is with us. That's what this is, too. Every day that we go by, you should be getting stronger and stronger in terms of God's purpose for you and your life. Are you called to this? What are you called to? Are you called to do the projects that you've created? Are you going to drop the projects, or are you going to see them through to completion? I think majority of us will see them through. I hope all of us see everything and see who we are in Christ and see what God's purpose is for our lives and see how we can go ahead and execute the plans that God has given us. Behold, the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. You know, plans to prosper you and to help you and to move you in the right direction. Everything that we do. And look, we might make a few mistakes. Even with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, Pastoral Retreat Network, my four projects. You know, I could make some mistakes. But it's okay, because God will pick us up and put us right back on the correct path. We will learn through doing. We will learn through executing our projects. Every one of us will learn something. That's going to be the fun of it. And that's what I got out of your teaching so far, Sue. I appreciate it. Very well done. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bob, thank you. Bob, I hope you got something out of this teaching, and I bet you did. But tell us Tell us how you see it, and tell us what your experience of this teaching is.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce. Sue, thank you again. This is really great way to start our week. We're getting close to the end of the first month of the year. Time is flying by. And what I like about the time that we have for these teachings is it kind of makes time stand still, where we just get to relax and listen and really feel, the essence of the teaching. And it's a time when our mind is not still rushing and learning and doing, but just the time that's different. So I think it's wonderful. It's just that aspect of it alone, and the whole driving energy behind the teachings, that the big call, the energy of the big call, gives the space for, and then to your delivery of it is like this overlay that comes into the energy of the big call to make something really special for all of us. And with this particular teaching, the first thing I thought of was freedom. And one of the things that people say when they're asked what are the most important things for you in your life, they'll say freedom. And freedom usually means some freedom from oppression or brainwashing or things like that. But with this teaching, it started to feel like that freedom really was a matter of this cleansing of the negative. And you could have all the freedom that could be afforded in a country or a place, but if your mind is filled with the negative, you're still not free. And so I started thinking, what is it that can really help to find this freedom, to do this cleansing? I was like, I guess really simply it just starts with a declaration. And that declaration in the morning of just saying, I declare that I'm choosing to be free from the negative. And I started, then it's like, all right, well, how would I do that? And it was like, easy, you start with the ultimate mind calming exercise. Because what better place to start than from a place of no mind? And so I found myself, while you were speaking, doing these head circles, gently shaking my head side to side, and finding my mind going blank. And then I was like, okay, so what's next? And I found myself smiling. I was like, okay, in the midst of no mind, you smile, and it's like, all right, this is actually interesting. It's almost funny that it's this simple to quiet my mind and smile and just feel the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And it's that simple. It's like, because it's great to cleanse, but then what? What are you going to allow to fill you? It's like, well, I guess there's really only one choice. Let the feeling of God fill you. And then I was like, all right, well, that's good. But then you have to get up and about and go about your day. How am I going to hold on to this throughout the day? And I was like, well, how about declare it? Declare it. I'm going to hold on to this beautiful feeling all throughout the day. And what was it that just gave rise to that feeling? It was when I smiled. So I was like, okay, so the smile is going to become the stimulus, the anchor that reinforces that feeling of God. And as we just gently close our eyes and smile throughout the day, bam, there we are. We have that feeling right back again. And in that place, as Bruce was saying, we we become that righteousness. That feeling of God is what gives us our righteousness, and then all the others in our path during the day, because of the nature of our electromagnetic emissions that change depending on what we're feeling. Wow, now, because we're feeling God's presence, what better thing to project from your heart as you're going out and about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, Bob. Thank
Very
you.
Very good, Bob. I like that, Bob. That's excellent. And I like the emptying out of the negative, Sue, and allowing for God to put positive thoughts and Bob's smile into your heart. I love that. It's like a touchstone. You know, the smile is the trigger that brings you back to the things of God, because you acknowledge that it's God's love in you that allows you to smile and bring that love to other people. How did you see this teaching, Sue, and what did you gain from it?
I love going to astonishment because I like witnessing what is being revealed through the three of us, how it's aligning with emerging science that is really the means that we're going to amplify Christ's message. So I'm going to start with Bob, and then I'm going to go in to you, Bruce. And it's kind of aligned with where my teaching is going to go. What they're finding in contemplative neuroscience and somatic intelligence is that when we quiet our mind, when we allow our mind to go to stillness, our bodies actually go to pre-verbal knowing, which is why contemplative neuroscience, which studies non-ordinary states of consciousness, what happens when you quiet your mind and we go into these slower, deeper states of reflection, listening to a teaching without all these people around you, with your maybe your eyes closed, who knows? But here's the point. It turns out that a lot of what has occurred up until now is the fragmentation of our attention, which means it's always going out, it's always overstimulated, it's always trying to keep up with what's going out on in the external world. And now, somatic experiencing, cognitive and contemplative neuroscience is showing exactly what Bob was talking about. When you anchor the Christ state, the pure heart state, and you let your body know, like doing the calming mind exercise, this is what I feel when I'm in my most unified, my whole body feels at peace, I feel one with my higher self, Holy Spirit. When you train and repeat on that, your body, your somatic intelligence, all your cells are actually cleansing generational misalignment. None of our parents, none of the generations before us were ever able to escape survival-based fears. So you received from the systems you're immersed in, to the families, to the people around you, you mostly have people that have adapted to too much talking, too much doing, too much over everything, distraction, et cetera, et cetera. And what this teaching did, wait till you hear my segment, is it brought us back into our temple, ourselves, our holy Christ selves. And I love what you said, Bruce, about being able to pay attention to when you go off course. Like, your body's going to tell you. And this is the thing, it's really profound for me. I'm in a project and we're really looking at this a lot. People have overridden what subtle signals, it's knowing before you know, tons of research on that your body is picking up when you know something's not true, or it doesn't give you a felt sense of the love that Christ has for you, who you are, how expanded you can become, and stepping into that expanded sense of what is possible in a humble way. Listen to my teaching later on. That's where we are today. To be pure in heart, to be able to learn about these new ways of getting Christ into our bodies so we can act, not just talk. We can create. We can follow through. I'm not going to give my teaching away. We can do things because we're coming from such a coherent place. That's what you do when you're here. Last thing I'm going to say, the number one thing for everybody to start to begin to absorb, and Bob was going there, it's a nervous system that's dysregulated cannot learn new things. A nervous system that's dysregulated cannot embody the Christ energy. And that, to me, is everyone's top priority, is to begin to learn and pay attention to what their nervous system is saying and how to stay pure in heart with their nervous system running that through them. So those are my thoughts on it.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for that teaching. I think that was really very valuable for all of us to pick up on and to absorb it and reflect on it and meditate on it. It was very good. So, Sue, now that is part of our call is done, we move into prayer and praise. So let's see if anybody has anything that we can pray for or any praise reports. And if there's anything that you want me to pray for, toss it over to me and I'll pray
to
it.
I do have, I think, one. This is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's word is for those who have sent in prayer requests for all these years. They may have been answered, and some may not have yet. My word is never doubt that they will never be answered. It's just not God's time yet, for only God knows why. God measures time in revelation. Man measures time by lunar cycles. This year, 2026, in God's biblical calendar, is a very important year. Hold fast to God's word, Big Call Universe. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Always good. Always good to hear.
Let's see. Sorry, I didn't get to this. We have people about newsletters and things. You want to talk about, just tell this person, I'm trying to find information about med beds. You want to talk about how they're going to get into the med bed, Bruce?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the problem with learning about the med beds is there are a lot of people out there that are talking about med beds, but they really don't know what they're talking about. Now, in our case, meaning Sue and I think by extension Bob, we know because we know people that have had firsthand experience with the med beds. We have people that have we're one person removed from, that have seen seven different people healed in the med beds. I know what they look like. I know basically how they function. I know how you can go into the med bed if you have no arm, and it can get put back on, including your hand, at 33 minutes. Same thing with legs. We had one guy, military, had basically no legs, or legs were crushed, and he was on prosthetics from the hip down. From the hip down, both legs rebuilt. And they had to help him out a little bit of the med bed, walk him around the room, walk him around, and then he was able to go from there. Woman with her half of her face blown off, would have lost her eye on the one side completely. I mean, just totally reconstructed. Brand new face. She was younger to the age that she wanted to go to. And she ended up being a beautiful woman. Military. The military has had the first shot at all of this. And we know that it's sort of a polycarbonate clamshell. It doesn't cover you, but it comes down about a foot and a half from the little thin pad that you're laying on. And we know that it uses frequency and other technologies. It tracks your DNA. It brings you back to a state of your absolute best at a younger age. Scans your body for 5 or 6 minutes, figures out everything that's wrong, everything that maybe you haven't told them. Maybe you've told them some things, but the scan finds something else. So I guess, Sue, what I'm saying is the information that we have is valuable. We know that the med beds are available starting Friday for those in dire need, and ZIM holders have first priority. And it doesn't mean we'll start Friday with the med beds, but they're available if we get the exchange done by then. Then the next step is to set your appointment for the med bed. You do that by going into the Redemption Center, and you go through your exchange, and in the process, while you're going through your Know Your Customer initial time, you let them know, yes, I have dire need, I'm a ZIM holder, as you can see, and I'd like to have an earliest appointment to get into the med bed. And then you have the ability, when you go into the med bed, to have a list of six people that you'd refer to going into the med bed. Six people. And that's how it's going to work. You give them the name, their phone number. If you have an email, you can give them that. But it's not crucial. As long as they can be contacted by a phone, they'll let them know when they can come in for an appointment. And I guess that's what I would say in summary, Sue. Thank you
for
the
question. That's really good. So that I really like what you said. So the key to the question that everybody's answering, and we'll just say it maybe every time we come to the call, is the med beds will be available once you make your appointment at the, once you let them know about your dire need at your RV appointment, and that's when they're going to open up the med beds. Everybody's like, when am I going to be able to get in? Yeah, so it's tied to you getting in to make your appointment and this all going.
Yep.
That was really helpful. Thank you for that. Elaborative.
Hopefully not overly so, Sue.
No. You were taking the opportunity to give them a whole picture, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
This is from Donica. Can you pray for my mom who passed recently? It wasn't peaceful. So, Donica, let's everybody put their hands over their heart. And I'm going to position this a little differently so that you really understand the opportunity that's here when you do this. When you call in Christ's love through you, and you allow yourself to be a conduit for that love for Donica and for everyone else that will follow, what you're doing is you're clearing your own nervous system, and you're bringing the power of Christ through your nervous system to bless another. So this is a very powerful opportunity. Don't just hear it with your head and go, oh God, I don't want to pray for another person. Use it as an opportunity, and let's do this together, to see Donica and her mom, and to fill Donica and her mom with this beautiful healing current that removes what was, when it's not peaceful or it's dramatic or whatever, sometimes it's just the grip of the old, the grip, the soul trying to leave, and it can be dramatic and painful and whatever it is that you saw. And what we're doing is we're going to flood Donica and her mom with the energy of peace and grace. And we're just going to run peace and grace through that entire scene. So imagine you're flowing peace and grace to Donica and to her mom, and you're pulling on that larger access that you have to hold a frequency, to hold Christ, and see them surrounded and healed so that that is now cleansed because you're owning your power. Like the teaching said, forgive them. And this is the remake of it, for they know not who they are. We're all very powerful in Christ, and now we're remembering that. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
I think that's it. Now we're going to go to Genia.
Yay!
Today and every day, we praise God. We thank God for being alive, for a new day, new opportunities, protection, healing, and all the blessings. Thank you, everyone, for all the prayers for safe travels and a peaceful 53rd annual March for Life in D.C. Amazing how many young students from high school and university, parents with young children showed up. Thank God for good weather, no snow or rain, and in the 40s. Wow, Genia, that's so cool. Matthew 8:10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the beauty in this world that you created for us to enjoy. We give thanks for many blessings, for our family and friends, for our freedom, our health and med beds to be available very soon, to restore health and vitality, to heal and get us ready for our humanitarian work, for the RV blessing that should be available very soon. Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We pray for peace in every state in the U.S. No protesters or agitators in any Christian churches, and also world peace. Question, Would the 800 number for RV exchanges for the 4B be pushed to February or be available this week since there's so much cleanup and so much fraud going on in many states? Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Jeannie.
And I'll just comment on that for Jeannie Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. I'll cover that in the Intel segment, okay? I know everybody's curious about it. So I'll definitely cover that question, okay? Thank you.
That's great.
Well, Sue, I guess that's everything for tonight. So now we can move into your segment. Thank you for handling those, by the way, those prayer requests. And praise the Lord. I'm glad Jeannie was able to make it into D.C. for last Friday's event, and that it was a success, and that wherever she's living, wherever she hopefully made it back in time. All right, so good. Well, let's do this, Sue. Tell us if you have an offering to Big Call Universe tonight or not, and tell us what you've been, I know you've got, you said three times for us to pay attention to your teaching. So I'm going to listen and pay attention.
Good for you for paying attention. You were counting. You were counting.
Oh, yes. I was. Always counting. Yes.
This is going to be, what would I say? Eyes wide open. Interesting segment. So get your pens out. Because this is going to help you when you're going forward with this. And it's called, these are the topics we're going to cover. We're going to cover testimonial. We're going to cover throughput. We're going to cover clocks. I wonder if anybody has any idea where I'm going to go with that. And we're going to cover offering. And they all come together as a very unified, coherent system that I think you're going to appreciate. So first I want to read you a really cool, just a really cool testimonial. Got this over the weekend. Good afternoon, Sue. My wife and I purchased your Designing Your Best Future 2 months ago. And we listened to it immediately, thinking the RV was imminent. I'm writing because something really interesting happened recently last week. Since things have been delayed, we decided to re-listen to it. We've gotten a lot out of it the first time, but I just want to let you know that the combination of the strategies and then the meditations to help us regulate and learn how to be in a calm state as we go through these new experiences, got deeply anchored, and we felt so amazing, clear, and ready. So they did it two times. That's four different classes. That's like 8 hours of focusing. I thought others might want to hear this because the program is so good at helping you to station in your clarity and trust how to navigate this new future. Thank you for creating this for us. We're deeply grateful, Jack and Teresa. So let me see what I want to do with that. Here's what's really interesting. Does anybody know what happened today that's a little unusual? Do you know Bruce? Do you know Bob? Just one little sentence, that's all I want.
Nope.
Little unusual. Doesn't happen but once a year, every year. Every January 27th at 10 o'clock Eastern, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists which was started in 1947, issue their report on the doomsday clock.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
In 2023, it was 90 seconds. In 2025, it was 89 seconds. In 2026, it was 85 seconds before midnight, which is like doomsday. 85 seconds. That's a minute and 25 seconds. And what they do, what they base this, I researched who these people are, why they're saying it, et cetera, and I'll get to that. You know what their number one finding was? They were saying it's the technology, it's climate change, and it's AI and disruptive technologies, right? So they're seeing all these, they're analyzing these trends, and basically it's a metaphor. So don't, when I looked at it, I wanted to see, like, are these Newtonian scientists? Like, what was their basic mindset, and where are they coming from? I couldn't get that deep with the information. But here's the biggest takeaway. Their biggest statement this year was that it's a failure of leadership. I said the biggest thing we're facing is a failure of leadership. And I thought to myself, my God, mm-hmm. that is so, if I could ring a bell, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. The number one thing that this call is trying to do with Bob, getting your health and your nervous system and your whole, you know, getting your health and your nervous system so it's optimized. Two, nervous system, future of leadership, new systems, new thinking, optimized so that you don't get overwhelmed. So that you can start, and just like you said, Bruce, in the beginning, so you can start creating your projects. And you know the scripture that says you'll know them by their fruits. So now we're going to get put a little heat on as soon as I find what I wrote up here. So in engineering, there's a thing called throughput. And throughput is not input. When you're taking in a lot of information and you're taking in this and you're taking... Throughput is a system's capacity to actualize or create something that matters. That's what throughput is. So when you're thinking about what am I doing right now? Am I learning? And this is going to be the missing variable. Am I learning and am I doing something daily? And this is what I'm going to really strongly suggest. You do one thing that relates to the future of your culture, of your leadership, of your project. If it's researching and then writing it down, because we need people that are going to be able to articulate and walk into a room and get people to support how their projects get designed. Before we talk about vision, before we talk about flow or expansion, we need to focus on throughput. And you can tell by what somebody's producing how engaged they are with the future of what they're about to do. Look at what Bob is doing. Look at how he's involved in learning about what's emerging, what's developing, working on creating an organization that is completely about serving the well-being and the health of people. All you have to do, and I can hear the noise in the heads right now. Oh, I'm struggling, I'm this, I'm that. Do you know what? If you took one action, even if it's a half an hour, one action, you called up one friend and said, brainstorm with me. You researched a half an hour on your topic. You didn't just wait until the RV was here. And you did something every day. That's how God knows that your heart, your fruit, converts intention into operational completed reality. That's doomsday clock. You sitting there listening to this and then listening to Sue. It's like when your body tells you, I've got to do something about this. You don't have to, you can make it so it's a little micro action. I was doing that today, trying out how to build a website in 5 minutes. It was pretty fun. I went, okay, that's enough. And I said, that's enough. I started it. I spent a half an hour. I was going into new territory. But if you take that one action to learn something about your project, to be able to give the people that you're going to be talking to something that shows you're beginning to see the future of your project, and you could think about writing it down, that's going to be really helpful. So here's our offer. I've been involved in another project, so I haven't been available to manage, you know, designing your best future. Here's what I want you to realize. If you get designing your best future, you're going to get 4 classes. And this is really, there's so many nuances people aren't even aware of. You're going to get 4 classes. 4 meditations, or an hour and a half each. And what it's going to do for your nervous system leadership throughput is it's going to help you have a map so your body and your nervous system and all parts of you say, okay, I understand I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this. Go to any place that you're learning. You need to have structured learning so that you feel calm and safe and regulated. Realize that a lot of what people are dealing with is just too much going on in their life that they can't even begin to take apart, manage all the questions. Think about breaking it down so it's digestible. That's the whole reason we built this system. It's digestible. It's easy. It's fun to listen to the people asking questions. You're going to be able to listen to it in your home, and your nervous system is going to start to get these pictures. It's almost like it's pixelating through you. Oh, I see that. Oh, I can embody that. What does that do for the future of our world? If you're taking the readiness action to learn how to stabilize yourself, everything. I had one person that said, I would have paid you $1 million for what I learned in this course. Let me just show you the before and after, and then I'll be complete. Here's what's going to happen. The RV is going to happen. Maybe you've really grooved yourself, and you've got a grounded, anchored, clear understanding of how you're going to walk through the first 6 months to a year. But if you don't, you're going to be hiring new people. You're going to be not knowing how to hire those people. You're not going to be knowing where to start. You're not going to know how to get your top priorities first, how to, for the first time in your life, get centered, get cleared, get focused, get regulated so that you can manage yourself and your family and be able to articulate what you're going to need to articulate. And you will know through this class. This isn't telling you you've got to do it this way. It's designed so you can take it and make it your own. It's not telling you what to think. It's telling you how to self-direct your learning and you're becoming the person that's going to lead projects. That's what it does. We have, I mean, too bad we're not on Trustpilot, but our thing's a little more private. We have hundreds of testimonials about this class. So if you would like designing your best future, and if you would like to play your part in making in 1 or 2 years the doomsday clock show 10 minutes to midnight, which I think should be all of ours. Maybe, you know, it's 11 o'clock by the time we're done. Maybe it's taken down. That's what it should be. It should be taken down.
Yeah, really.
Sorry, right? It should, and it will be. I'm sure it will be because we're dealing with a lot of old science, old systems, everything. Yes.
Yeah.
But if you would like to play a part in that, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated, integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, @hushmail.com. Put DYBF100, it's $100, that's $25 a class. It's the only class in the world that is preparing the people for the RV and their leadership for projects. The only one. There's nothing else out there like this. And we will send you an invoice within, you know, usually half a day, maybe right away, and we'll get it out to you. And that way, all you have to do is listen to one class a week. Do not listen to all classes all at once. We had people do that. Took on too much information. This is all designed so you feel very coherent. You're not overloaded. It's designed to take the chaos out of your nervous system and make you very clear. Different than any other teaching ever. So, designing your best future, let's eliminate the doomsday clock. Let's hear a hallelujah. If you're into that idea, let's make it our mission that is over, done, and retired. Sorry, doomsday people. We'll find other things for you to do.
Really?
And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. And make sure, when you're sending Sue that email, let her know if you have PayPal or not. Let her know if you have PayPal or not, because she'll invoice you if you don't. All right, Sue, thank you for that. That's a good segment. I like that. And I know that anybody who has received the DYBF 100 so far has enjoyed it, and it's going to be really important to get what you need to know for the first 6 months to a year after walking out of the Redemption Center. So I appreciate you bringing that up again. All right. I got really relaxed in that, Sue, when you were doing that. I tend to close my eyes most of the time during the call anyway.
Well, it makes you, it allows you to absorb clarity and coherence, right?
Yeah.
Harmony.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And now, Bob, we have harmony happening with boomers and everything that you're doing to help us with our health and our nutrition. And thank you for that. And thank you for bringing us your segment tonight, Bob. Especially if we get some good testimonials, which I know we always do.
Yeah. In fact, we have two testimonials that tell us about two specific things that one of our products helps that we've never heard of before. How's that for a testimony?
I love it.
So sometimes when there's a new invention, inventors don't know all the things that it's going to help.
Yep.
Until people start using it. And so we have two of those regarding Super Strong. And Super Strong, although it's out of stock right at the moment, going to be back in stock soon, in a few weeks. And this, we got a photograph sent in from this gentleman, and he wrote this testimonial. I have shingles, and when it breaks out, it is nasty. Super Strong brings immediate relief. I love it.
Oh, wow.
So this is the first time we've heard someone using Super Strong for shingles. And there are many millions of people that have shingles.
Yeah.
And if anybody that's listening tonight, keep this in mind, that if you or someone you know has shingles, boy, I have to tell you, I know people that have it, and I can't wait to tell them about this.
Yep.
And because I had not thought about this before. But what it also makes me think of, Bruce, is this. I spoke to a lady today who is a big call listener, and she had a relative of hers there at her house. And one of the issues that relative was having was a really bad skin issue that wasn't shingles, but rather some type of an autoimmune response.
Mm-hmm.
And I had suggested to her that she get some collagen or get some Myotrol to give to this person because of what we have been seeing with people with autoimmune diseases that have taken Myotrol and they started getting better. And also the other circumstances that were around the onset of this autoimmune disease. But now, as soon as I opened up my computer tonight and saw this testimonial about Super Strong, I thought of this woman and her son to give this a try. And so I would suggest that the lady I'm referring to, who also happens to be a member of the pod, give me a call back tomorrow, shoot an email, and I'm going to figure out a way to get you some Super Strong, and I'm going to find somebody who bought some extra so that they wouldn't run out. I'm going to figure out a way that you can try it with your
There you go.
Thank you, Bob.
And another testimonial came in about Super Strong. We hadn't heard of anybody using it for a sore elbow, but you know what? This just gave me another idea, because there's lots of people out there who have what they call tennis elbow, which is a repetitive motion injury from playing tennis or racquetball, and now pickleball. People are getting this.
Yeah, and pickle this, elbow.
This lady wrote in, I love this product. It removes my pain quickly. I have a sore elbow that's caused from sleeping with my arm bent under my pillow. Putting a super strong sleep is helping me to sleep more comfortably. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good.
So this has a number of ramifications here, this particular testimonial, because, a lot of people have had problems with their elbows, but really what it is, a strained ligament or a tendon in your elbow, which could be the same thing in your knee or your shoulders, your ankles, your Achilles tendon. And so keep this in mind, that using Super Strong might help with all those different joints. And also, this is something in relation to sleep, Bruce. A lot of people have trouble sleeping because they have pain in one part of their body or another that wakes them up at night and makes it hard to fall back asleep. And then all the things that are associated negatively with lack of sleep start to become a problem. And so this is an important thing for people to remember. If you're having trouble with sleep because of a pain issue, consider this. Now, Bruce, before I go on to the stuff we have on sale, this issue of Super Strong relates to a study that I was looking at.
Okay.
And the name, I'm going to read you the name of this. This article is called Centuries-Old Longevity Elixir Reveals Gaps in Modern Medicine. And keep in mind that Super Strong is a combination of plant extracts.
Right.
And this is an article about a very coincidental thing where there were two doctors from hundreds of years ago, two doctors that lived 100 years apart from each other, who were both using what they call Swedish bitters to treat their patients. And both of these doctors lived to be 104 years old, and they both died from falling off their horse.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
At 104.
And so this is an article written by an ethnomedicine specialist who's writing an article about these Swedish bitters. It turns out there were 66 different ingredients. And originally written down back in around 1700.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on to talk about how there are many, many plants in the literature that claim to have medicinal properties in the literature, but only about 20% of them have ever been analyzed to see if there's an active ingredient in them that makes sense, that it actually would help what it's claiming to help. And the author is talking about opportunity for the future to analyze the rest of the plants. And they now have all new AI protein analysis and peptide analysis technology that has sped up the process of identifying a molecule within a plant that might have an efficacious effect. And I've been seeing this in numerous places, numerous research, that this is occurring. And this particular author is saying in the future, we'll be able to derive so many new things, new treatments, new beneficial compounds using AI, that it's going to really make a new revolution in medicine. And, yep. You know, already we have products that have used advanced technology that didn't really use AI, but used other techniques that helped Eric Kurtz to figure out exactly how to position a molecule in some type of a deliverable form, in the case of collagen, a liquid in a dropper bottle, in the case of Myotrol, in gel caps, where he did figure out the exact molecule that would activate a precise gene or set of genes, and how to manipulate that molecule through purification and changing the osmolality so that it would actually enter the nucleus and ping that specific part of the genome sheath. And so already we've seen what happens now with almost 10,000 people that have tried Myotrol, and now just in a month's time, 400 people have tried collagen, and we haven't even really begun yet to discover all the different molecules, because it's not just that 80% of the plants haven't been looked at, but each of these plants has hundreds of different molecules in them, and many, many thousands of these molecules are not even known. They're to be discovered. And then being able to do what in the case of Super Strong, to stack them together and come up with a brand new product that even helps with shingles, multiplies the possibilities of what can come about by an infinite amount. Is if you take 1,000 new compounds that are discovered and figure out a way to combine them together in groups of 10, you can't, that number is too long to write down. And so this is where we're going here, and it's this year, 2026, that technology is now being used right now. And I've watched whole YouTube videos of the scientists showing how they're doing it and what they're expecting to happen. And
cool.
This is one of the things in 2026 that's going to be looked upon, you know, when we look back at the end of the year, the discoveries that come from these technologies, and with people like the author of this article that will be utilizing. And then, Bruce, I was looking at another study, and this to me is just amazing. Okay, so this article is written January 23rd, 2026. So today's the 27th. This article was put out 4 days ago. Okay? And it's been read by a bunch of people. It's a scientific article. Most people reading this journal are scientists. And the title of this article is, it's all about treating frailty. So it says, the case for treating frailty like a primary care problem. So it goes on to explain how in Spain they did a study with 273 people. They were all over the age of 65, and to some degree or another, they were frail, meaning they had lost strength, endurance, and they were fatigued. They had poor balance, etc. And the reason they're studying them is because they know that people who are frail are first people that end up being hospitalized, being cared for in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, and are the first ones to die at a younger age than people who are not frail. And it goes on to talk about how they did this study and how the people improved, but how it's kind of impractical because to get them to improve, they had to supervise them and encourage them to exercise, and they don't have very high hopes for what's going to happen with the people after they go home and they're no longer supervised. And on and on they went, and especially talking about fatigue and how the medical profession doesn't really have any options for helping their patients who have fatigue, even though it's the most common complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of, okay, yeah, it's helpful if we supervise people and give them nutrition counseling and exercise and balance practices. It's really good. They'll probably live longer. They won't be hospitalized. But we don't really have much hope that we're going to be able to help their fatigue, or we don't have much hope that it's going to be very long-lasting. So I started thinking to myself, Bruce, about last week when we read this testimonial about this woman who had been sick for 6 years. Do you remember this? And she got up and washed her dishes for the first time in 2 years?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. So this lady was not in a supervised program. She didn't have any counseling on what different types of food to eat. She didn't have any special balance exercises from a licensed therapist. She wrote in a testimonial that she got some barley, some Boomer Boost, and some Myotrol and made a miraculous recovery where she doesn't even need the walker except just for kind of moral support, even though she'd been walking with a walker for 4 years and had to put her weight onto the walker. And so I'm reading this going, wouldn't it be nice if all the medical doctors that were commenting about this study and the people involved in it, the author of the study, could have read that testimonial?
Yeah, really.
And we know she's not the only one. We have many, many, many testimonials from people using Gladiator barley and Boomer Boost and Myotrol.
Yep.
Without doing some special type of exercise, they got stronger and they got up and about and started to leave the house and no longer needed their caretakers. Mm-hmm. And not only that, Bruce, but this pesky little problem of fatigue and exhaustion and lack of energy that the doctors don't know what to do about. Well, how about make sure that they can take a powder and mix it in a glass of water and drink it that has all of the substrates that are needed in the Krebs cycle to make adenosine triphosphate?
Right.
Like what could be so complicated, right? Yeah, really. We've been giving people Boomer Boost, and their energy has been going up almost 100% of the time for the last 15 years.
That's right. Yep.
And this solves the problem about follow-through. You don't have to be in a supervised exercise program. You're going to feel like moving around when you have enough energy. You'll be up and about doing things.
That's right.
And you'll be gaining muscular strength. You'll be improving your absorption of nutrients. You'll be reducing your inflammation. And your body is going to be much, much younger. And you're not going to be one of those people at risk of falling and breaking your bones and having to go to the hospital frequently and being institutionalized at the last part of your life because you're so frail, that's a thing of the past. That's not necessary anymore.
Right.
And
yay.
So here's an article written 4 days ago that is 15 years behind the times. And mm-hmm. more than that. And
yeah.
And so again, if people are listening and you have a friend or you know somebody whose mom or grandma is frail and crumbly and they're not ready to go yet and they're not ready to have their grandma go yet and they want her to get up and go instead of going and she wants to get up and go again, then it's pretty easy. Just give us a call on our 800 number and we'll help.
Amen. That's right. Bob, I had a question for you.
Yep.
When you talked about the bitters, you know what came to mind? You mentioned 66 something in those bitters.
Yep.
Really? And then, of course, what did my mind do? It said, well, our boomer boots has 66 active compounds in boomer boots.
Yep. The first
thing
I saw.
Did you draw that parallel, Bob? Yep, that's right.
As soon as I saw it. And then I was like, well, you know, not quite the same thing. But we have had a person 106 years old that used Boomer Boost. They didn't fall off their horse, but, you know, maybe next time.
Yeah,
but, Bruce, we do have a few things on sale. I'll just tell you about quickly because it's already 22 after 10.
Uh-oh.
Our new collagen product, this is a really great way to get started with it. It's for people that need help with their joints and help with pain. It's we have a straight 5% off of it. And in addition, if you put it onto the auto ship right now, you're going to get a 20% extra discount for that first order. The other thing is, in general, any new thing that you put onto AutoShip, you're going to get that 20% off that first order. We also have a greatest way for people to get started, and this is right here, Bruce. For 15 years, we've been giving people the combination of Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. I don't know how many thousands of people it is, but it's over 10,000 people that have used this combination.
Awesome.
And right now, you can get it for $99. It's normally $143.93. And right now, you can get it for $99. And it comes with a shaker bottle. The other thing is our immune defense bundle is still on sale for $99. This is vitamin C, which everybody knows is good for your immune system. But it's also two products. One is 100% unique, meaning there's only one place in the world that makes it, and there's only one place in the world you can get it. And this is our premium probiotics with metabolites. There's nothing else like it in the world. And in addition, very limited supply in the world of a product called lignans. There's only a few companies that make it. And we get the really high potency, concentrated, beyond organic lignans from Northern Canada. And that those three products, vitamin C, metabolites with the probiotics, and the lignans, all come together in a package for $99, and it absolutely will help your immune system at any time of the year. I take all three of these products every day of the year.
Yeah, me too.
And right now, it's on sale for $99. It's a savings
of
$35. Yep.
Excellent.
And that's what I got for tonight, Bruce.
Okay,
it's now 25 after 10.
All righty. Well, I guess I better get going if I'm going to finish by 10:30, which I'm not.
Yep.
Don't worry about that. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And guys, realize, you know, all the research that Bob has done and everything that he's brought to us over the last 10.5 years has been just tremendous for us and for everybody in Big Call Universe. And anybody that has listened to the call and heard Bob and, you know, gone to the website, how do you get to Bob's site? You go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So when you get to bigcalluniverse.com, click on the banner at the top, and boom, next thing you know, you're in Bob's website, and you can go through and look and see all of the products with the product drop-down menu, and you can see the products that are on sale, Bob just mentioned, and how to get them. And I love the idea of getting an extra 25% on the subscribe and save option. And that was for one of the products that you could get 5%. That's on the, I believe that was on collagen. And collagen at 5% off. Plus, if you put it on subscribe and save, which is your subscription service, you know, you'll get an extra 20% on the first month. So that's a nice savings on that product of 25%. That's huge. And then, of course, everybody should have Myatrol on your subscribe and save program. Get one of those every month. You'll use it up every month. And then next thing you know, you've got the next month's supply coming in. And I love that because people are seeing amazing progress in health and healing and strength and mobility and energy, all of those things on Myatrol. And then, of course, the combination Bob mentioned about Boomer Boost and Barley is a great combination. And I've been taking it for over 10.5 years. I think I'm up to probably about 11 years now. And it's just an amazing combination. And, yes, you do feel better. You've got more energy. It's good strengthening. It builds muscle. All of those things with Gladiator Barley. And it knocks your inflammation way down. And what is your greatest indicator of adult onset disease? Inflammation. You can get a low number on inflammation like I have and have had for 10 years, you know, then you're less likely to have a problem. So the 800 number Bob is referring to call in on is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. All right? So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. And all you guys need to consider all of these things. And after this goes, even with the med beds around the corner for us, you still need to keep your nutrition up. Get your basics anyway, your Boomer Boost, your Barley, your Myatrol, your vitamin D, you know, your D3, your vitamin C, your immune defense bundle, all of that stuff is still going to be important, even post-med bed. Okay? So I'm glad Bob brought all that up tonight. All right, let's talk about what is going on now for us from an Intel point of view. There's one thing that was signed officially into law yesterday, and that was the Clarity Act that President Trump signed in. Now, we'd heard it had been signed a few days earlier, but let's put it this way. The official signature was yesterday. And that means the Clarity Act has to do with our cryptocurrencies, and especially XRP, which is the currency, the digital coin that is backing the USN money, our new dollar, okay, the USN. And it's gold-backed, and it is being used to help back our gold-backed dollar, asset-backed dollar. So that's really interesting to me. That's a very cool thing. Now, you mentioned you guys have heard virtual wallet, e-wallet, crypto wallet. All of those terms are the same thing, and the e-wallet is used for cryptocurrencies. If you have or you decide to get into that, that's up to you. you'll have an e-wallet to work with those digital coins, those crypto coins. Now, it has nothing to do with us in that are in ZIM or other currencies for our exchanges, just so you know. It is not the same as our quantum account. You know, we have a quantum account which will contain the vast majority of our money in a U.S. Treasury-backed account that we move money from that account into our primary and secondary bank accounts. Okay, and remember, the quantum account is non-interest bearing. So it's just a holding. It's just like holding, you know, your money in a U.S. Treasury-backed account that nobody gets access to except you, and even the banks can't see it. They don't even see it, and they can't get access to it. And remember, you move the money in at your leisure. The first 60 to 90 days, you move in what you need for the first 60 to 90 days of your projects, move it into your primary Wells Fargo account, let's say, in my case, and then I'm going to have four sub-accounts underneath that that are secondary accounts, let's call them, underneath the primary, okay? And that'll be, each account will be for each of my four projects. That's how I'm doing it. And I'll put them in the name of the LLC, under the whole thing's under a master trust, you know, the whole thing's under trust, and that's how I'm going to do it. And then I'll just move funds that I need to from the primary account into those secondary accounts. Now, so the Clarity Act went through, and that was really good and a good thing to have happen. We don't have absolute belief that the Insurrection Act was signed into law yet, and we may not need to use it because of what's going on in Mogadishu, Minnesota. I think things may be calming down. We know that all of the protesters up there were paid protesters and instigators, and that funding, we understand, for those people has dried up. I don't think they're going to go out in 20 to 40 below zero and protest without being paid. So I think that you're going to see that decline significantly now. Let's see what else we can talk about. How about we talk about Melania Trump, the First Lady. Now, the First Lady has built a documentary called Melania, which is going to air in the United States starting Friday. But Melania is going to open up the New York Stock Exchange tomorrow with the ringing of the bell, which takes place at 9:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time, and she's supposed to open that up tomorrow. And I find it very interesting that she is doing it. One of our sources is saying that Melania may be wearing a gold band around her hat, if she wears a hat, or she could be wearing a gold scarf tomorrow around her neck for her outfit. I was kind of hoping she'd come out in a gold dress, but that might be asking for too much. But I heard about the band around her hat and or a gold scarf around her neck. And by the way, before I go further with that, President Trump today in his rally in Iowa, which I watched all of today, he was wearing a gold tie. That's a really good indicator, you guys. Because with Melania wearing that, with President Trump wearing that gold tie today, it's indicating that we are on the, of course, we're on the QFS system, yes, and which is the new system, and the SWIFT system is dead. SWIFT is gone. There's no more SWIFT that the deep state can use to move anything around the world. And all transactions on QFS, even international, are happening in less than 10 seconds. So what that indicates for us is an asset-backed, which is primarily gold-backed currency, and it indicates the new USN currency and the start, really, of Nisara. Now, Nisara has a lot of components in it, I know, and we may not see all of those roll out right away. We know it includes a lot about debt forgiveness, about R&R coming back to us, about quite a bit. No more federal income taxes, no more state income taxes, only a consumption tax, you know, which will go half to the state and half to the federal government. And that's okay. I don't mind that. It's a little better than the VAT tax in Europe, but it's similar in concept. But that is part of what is in Nisara. So we'll see. We'll see how long all of these things take to be revealed. Okay? Now, what else? So we talked about Melania. Now, I have a source yesterday that is very well known. You guys would recognize him if I told you who he is. He said, when we said we heard that Tier 4B would get started with notifications and exchanges, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, he said, I can't say what day, he said, but it is definitely this week. Now, we haven't heard that line before, especially from this individual. So I like that. I like the fact that it was definitive. It is definitely this week. I like that. And then today we heard from another well-known source that should be in the know. He said that at 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so what was that, 2 hours ago and a half, that everything would start with Tier 4B, and that we are at the point of no return. We are at the point of no return. He also said in this that we are no longer going to be required to enter a username or password to get into your Quantum account. So that's two less things that we need to remember. But only our biometric fingerprint or thumbprint or facial recognition. It could be retinal scan, but it might be just recognizing the entire face as you. Okay? So we'll see how it goes. But it might be both of those or one of those to get into your Quantum account. But no longer username or password is required, which is cool. You still have your 5-digit PIN code. You still have your new email, which hopefully is brand new. It may not have to be brand new, but it could be. So be prepared for a brand new email and a new email password. So instead of 6 items, now we're down to 4 items. Biometric fingerprint, let's call it, or thumbprint. And we go to the 5-digit PIN code, and then the email, and the password for the email. So that's going to be pretty easy to get into your Quantum account so that you can get funds when needed. And that's the only reason that you have access to the Quantum account, Quantum Financial System. It is to move money from that account into your primary accounts. Okay, all right, so let's see, what else? He also said, the same source said, that we are looking for Tier 4B notifications over the next 3 days. All right, which is Wednesday, tomorrow the 28th, 29th is Thursday, 30th is Friday. We should receive, according to his information, we should get notified for the internet group, Tier 4B, either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Now, I can't tell you when we would start exchanges exactly, but obviously the sooner we get it, the sooner we start exchanges. What if we get it Thursday? Do we get numbers Thursday? Do we start exchanges Friday? I think there's a good chance of that. If we get it Friday, do we start on Saturday, the last day of the month? I think that's also possible. What about the theory that nothing's going to happen until February? And remember, February 1st is a Sunday. All right, that's fine. Maybe not, but my information is saying differently. My information is telling me we're going this week. And so let's see what happens. Hey, guys, look, my intel has been wrong a lot. I get a lot of little pieces that are always right. But the timing of when we're getting notified and when we're starting exchanges has not happened yet. Right? It hasn't happened. But I like the information that we were getting. I like the sources. And I think that for one guy to say it's definitely happening this week is exciting, and the other one is giving us a three-day window for our notifications to come in. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, but I think we could very well exchange starting this weekend. Now, if we get started Friday or Saturday, do we still exchange on Sunday? The answer is yes. You would power right through the weekend, like it's not even there. And then, of course, go right into, because Sunday is going to be February 1st. And then we go on from there. So I hope that answers Jeannie's question of when. And there is an if. And the only thing about it this time, there wasn't a contingency to it. If such and such happens, then. No if-then statement. If President Trump does everything he's supposed to do in signing off this or that and the other, if Iran flips their government and starts a new regime and the Ayatollah's gone, if, you know, whatever, right? We do have a peace deal, purportedly an actual peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. And that would be 9 wars President Trump has stopped so far. So, but what do they need for it? They need signatures from both Putin and Zelensky. And when those guys sign off, we've got a done deal for that war, and that war can be over. Thank God. But they have the peace deal in place. We just need those signatures. Now, have they taken place yet and I don't know about them? Maybe. I don't know the answer, but I'd say that looks very good right now for us. Very good. Now, what's happening with gold and silver? Oof. Gold went over 50, how much was it? $5,112 or something today. Silver went up and I think retreated. It was at 125, I think it was at 108 today, if I'm right. But they're really going up. And those will be great currency, great precious metals, obviously, to own. And all the banks are scrambling to buy gold and buy silver to cover their shorts. And also, don't forget that that countries are buying gold. And that's one reason the price of gold is going up so fast. The countries are accumulating gold to back their own currencies. Now, remember we're not supposed to talk about specific currencies or rates. Something that was told to my handler today. And I'm going to extend to say I'm not going to talk about them either. Except to say that we had 48 currencies on the screens last Thursday, and we don't know, but it may be that we have 48 or more on the screens today at the redemption centers. And I know that you guys have heard certain people talk about banks, banks, banks. Well, if you want to leave millions or billions of dollars on the table, go to a bank. If you want to get the highest rate for your currencies, go to the redemption center. And, of course, you can't redeem your ZIM without going to a redemption center. So, and the contract rate is available only for the dinar at the redemption center. So I want to just extend that to everybody. We've got 5 call centers in the United States and 1 in Canada. Canada should have their own number. I don't have that number. I may get it. I may not. I don't know. But I know I've got to get the. We'll get the number, obviously, for the United States, and we will put it on our website, so you can call. BigCallUniverse.com is the site. You guys should know that by now, right? Unless you're brand new, which you could be. But I think that is the majority of what I would have to say to you. Now, remember this: when you've registered to BigCallUniverse.com, you've put your email in, we'll send out an email with the toll-free number in the email to you. So you'll have it that way. And then there are some people, and I know some personally, where they changed their email or their emails, they stopped using that email, and the Treasury and Wells Fargo, by extension, doesn't have their email. So how are they going to get the 800 number? By going to BigCallUniverse.com, or by, if they've registered, getting the email from us. Well, they're not going to have an email for it to go to unless they put an email in, so they may not get it, right? Unless they go to the website and see it. Now, I think this is the best time, if you haven't already, to contact Sue by her email and ask her for DYBF 100, Designing Your Best Future, $100. And the email that you use to get that 4-call or 4-lesson class or it's a course of 4 1.5-hour lessons, 6 hours total, with 4 separate meditations. There's just a lot. This is going to take care of you for the first 6 months to 1 year once you walk out of the Redemption Center. I think it's an absolute must. It's only $100, $25 per class of the 4 classes, and you get it by sending Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, integrated minds, minds, @hushmail.com. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. Put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. And then in the subject line, just put DYBF 100. It's a $100 investment that you're making in the rest of your life, especially the first 6 months to a year. I highly recommend that everybody get it. If you haven't got it, you certainly have heard enough testimonials of people. One woman said, I would have gladly paid $1 million for what I learned in DYBF 100. So that says a lot right there. You need to go ahead and order it. Go ahead and send it. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. And if you don't have PayPal, she'll invoice you. And she'll have another way for you to pay. But go ahead and do that and watch your emails over the next day or two when you order that. Watch them so that you can respond when she sends you back an invoice or she takes your PayPal information and sends you back your classes. They come as audios. They're audio classes that come as a link that you click on, okay, in the email that you receive. And then you can listen to it over and over and over again. But she recommends only listen to one class in a day. One class, she might have said one class per week. One class a day or one class a week, whichever it was, you guys heard it. And just don't listen to the whole thing at once, all 6 hours, because that's too much information, is what Sue said. All right? So go for that. Take advantage of Bob's sales. Get the subscribe and save started for yourself. Make sure you put Myatrol on it, because I think everybody that I know really, really enjoys Myatrol. It's been super. It's just a great. And then we should get the Super Strong back in somewhere around 3 weeks, Bob said, around 3 weeks or so. So that's coming. But in the meantime, you've got all the other products that are on sale you can take advantage of. The only last part is when you subscribe, when you go to bigcalluniverse.com and you put in your email and you register on our site, there's no cost. You're just letting us know, hey, this is my email. Now, what I'm going to do when this thing goes, and shortly thereafter, I'll send you guys some kind of a podcast that I do, maybe with Bob, maybe by myself. I don't know yet. But I'll send you something so that you can track where we're going on our projects. So we'll let you know. You know, I told you guys we're going to build out a couple of websites, get those URLs up and rolling, get all that ready for you, and then we'll let you know when to come in. In the meantime, what are we doing in the meantime once this happens? Look at seeing what you want to do. Are you looking to move? Are you looking to buy a new house? Are you looking to buy a new ride? Are you looking to stay where you are and rehab or rebuild part of your home? You know, now all that's doable, right? And then are you looking to take a little vacay or a staycay or a vacay? Are you going to travel for the first time in 15 years or 20 years or whatever? Did you ever have that second honeymoon? Well, take it. Take advantage of it. Travel a little bit. Enjoy it. And we'll still be here. We're going to be doing stuff, and I'll let you know. Now, how am I going to get in touch with you? By your email, right? Because I don't think we're going to do live calls anymore after this goes. We won't be doing the big call live. And I know many of you are already crying. No, I'm just kidding. Some of you will miss the big call. I get it. I'll even miss the big call a little bit. But we're going to be doing some podcasts, and I'll send them to you in an email, and you can listen. It'll still be me, and maybe Bob, and maybe Sue. Who knows? But we'll go ahead and let you guys know the progress and the timeline and everything that we're trying to create. Remember, I've got Rebuild America, Rebuild International. I'm already thinking about what we're going to do on Rebuild International, by the way. Of course, I've thought about Rebuild America, too. I know about that. I've thought a lot about the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network. All four projects are in its infancy, and we're just in the creative mode right now. But I'm going to get with Bob and some other folks in the advisory group and get some things together on that, put some ideas together, and then we'll get these URLs built out. And then we'll go from there, all right? But in the meantime, we're going to try to do it right. We're going to take our time, but we're not going to rush into something. But I really think we're going to get together with the group that we had intended to in North Carolina, go to Western North Carolina, and try to help what we can do over there, you know, and wherever else Hurricane Helene affected, try to catch those areas, which was the southwestern tip of Virginia, We have some Georgia area. We've got South Carolina and North Carolina over there, wherever those mountain regions were, Tennessee, Knoxville, and maybe a little more east of Knoxville. All of those areas are under consideration for because of Hurricane Helene. Okay? Now, don't forget Hurricane Melissa over in the Caribbean affecting Jamaica, Mon. Jamaica, Mon. Duns River Falls, Mon. Irie, Mon. Irie. Him no good, Mon. You know, we gotta help the Jamaicans out. And I'm looking forward to that, too, because I've been in Jamaica 3 times, and it's a beautiful island. It needs some help, and we're going to help over there, too. So I'll be in touch with you on that, and then, you know, we'll take it from there. In the meantime, I want to thank Sue, and I want to thank Bob for doing a wonderful job, especially tonight. It was great. And I want to thank GCK and Doug and Jeannie and Pastor Scott for all of your input over the years. And then, of course, thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out all over the globe to as many as 200 countries. We had 24 million people that our call was reaching internationally. And so we hope that's still the case. And then we also want to thank Big Call Universe, those of you who have listened to the call, for many of you for all 15 years where we've been doing it. And thank you for that. Thank you very much. And we appreciate you. And now we're just going to want to sign off and turn off the recording. So let's just see what happens over the next 3 days. And listen, if you want to catch what Melania is going to wear in the morning, it's 9:30 Eastern. I think most of the news channels and all the financial channels that normally cover the opening of the NYSE will have it. And just be looking for, see if she has a gold band around her hat or a gold scarf around her neck. So you guys help me find that. All right, that should be at 9:30 Eastern tomorrow morning when the market's open. All right, everybody have a great night tonight. We'll have a great week this week. Let's see if this intel holds up. All right? God bless you guys. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have the information that we have. Let it be true. And I'm not going to say in every man a liar. Let it be true, Lord God, and let it be from their lips to your ears. And thank you for the timing, the perfect timing that you have us all in. Thank you for preserving us, keeping us, providing for us, and protecting us. Lord God, thank you for the prosperity of your people. Thank you for what's about to come in terms of this incredible blessing. We thank you for it. We pray that this happens this week as we've been indicated. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you Thursday.